The classroom pet provides many opportunities for learning. Linda Pills shares an example when Sweet Pea Jr. passed on.
Kevin noticed her first. "She's cold, Mrs. Pills, and she's not moving." Michael confirmed the news. "Her eyes stay closed when you touch her. Death came quietly, unexpectedly, during recess on a misty gray October day at Northside Elementary School in Middleton." Sweet Pea Jr., our first grade pet hamster, had died. Rachel aptly noted, "And she was so young." Indeed, Sweet Pea Jr. was only 1.5 years old, but loved well beyond her years. She was handled constantly, taken home on weekends, and had escaped so many times that we had a poster near her cage graphing her exploits. But Sweet Pea Jr. loved unconditionally, and so was loved in return. As the rest of the class trickled in from the playground, the news spread quickly. Already 3 girls were kneeling in prayer at the side of Sweet Pea's cage. I picked her up and placed her soft, brown, furry body in a small basket lined with cotton from the science center. We sat and talked, poked and felt of death as we passed her body around the circle. The children remembered losing other pets, a guinea pig that slept her last night on a heating pad, a rabbit found bloodied in the yard, and an imaginary lemming who drowned after complications from cancer. We sat on the rug and decided to bury Sweet Pea Jr. in the earth under the evergreens in the back of the playground. Some thought it would be appropriate to place her next to Sweet Pea Sr., but I couldn't remember exactly where that was. So we chose a small blue spruce near the fence. The members of the procession carried a spade and 2 large serving spoons. I dug the hole, and the kids smoothed it out with the spoons, adding the cotton for our pet's last resting place. We stood in a circle, and everyone said something nice about Sweet Pea Jr. She was my friend. That time she almost nipped me, it didn't even hurt. I love Sweet Pea Jr. We covered her with soil, packed it down. We walked back to the school, burdened with enough grief to fill the silent playground with our morning cries. As usual, under such circumstances, we ate following the internment. Actually, Gracie had forgotten the snack that day, so we just had milk. Everyone wrote about Sweet Pea Jr. in their journals. Sweet Pea Jr. was our classroom pet. She was a good pet. She behaved. Roses are red, violets are blue. Sweet Pea Jr., we miss you. I love Sweet Pea Jr. She was cute. She died today. Sweet Pea Jr., we miss you. We see your face everywhere. Sweet Pea Jr. was loved and remembered. We should all be so lucky.
Linda Pills is a retired teacher and former co-director of the Wisconsin Writing Project at UW-Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Steve Gotcher.